All right. Please open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 3. If you need a Bible, there's one provided under one of the chairs in front of you. There's two books there. One's a Bible, one's a hymnal. The Bible is the black covered book. Or you can look on with a neighbor. If you need a study sheet, we've got the ushers in the aisleways. And you need a study sheet today, so you got to raise your hand up and get their attention. And just you don't have to be shy about that. Ushers, if you just keep your eyes peeled and make sure everybody's taken care of there. All right, if you're a first-time guest with us, we are in an ongoing study of the book of Revelation. It's a very appropriate study for the time in which we live. We're dealing with the seven letters to seven churches found in chapters 2 and 3. Now, we're primarily focusing on these two chapters concerning church history. The Apostle John wrote the entire book of Revelation while he was exiled to the island of Patmos at approximately 90 A.D., and while he was on that island in 90 A.D., he was moved in time, moved through time by the Spirit of God to the day of the Lord. That would be the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And John was instructed by God to write not only the entire book of Revelation, but also and specifically to write the things that he saw along the way as he traveled through time. And that is found in Revelation 2 and 3. And that's what we're studying today. The seven letters to the seven churches. And I do want to point something out. If you look in verse 14, it says, "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans." And this is really a really important point. Really important point. All other six letters found in chapters 2 and 3 are addressed to the church in the city where they're located. Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, and Philadelphia. All six are city names. But here, he doesn't say Laodicea. He says to the church of the Laodiceans. And so, don't miss this. God points this message not merely to the church as a group, but he calls out each individual member. So pay close attention today. This, my friends, this is personal. It's personal. And he makes a point to do that. You believe every word in the Bible is true? Well, I do. And it's different. Laodiceans. So it's personal. In part one of our last message, 5 weeks ago, wow, we learned that that Laodicea means civil rights, rights of the people, or in particular, my rights. In other words, it's all about me. Me, myself, mine, my. This is the most self-centered, lukewarm time in all of human history. And this place at 90 A.D. was lukewarm. It's the most self-centered, lukewarm time in all human history. And our past textual study of verses 14 through 22 that we did 5 weeks back in part one revealed as much. Now today, we'll conclude our church history series with part two, addressing the Laodiceans and seeing them from the perspective of history, doctrine, and overall devotional truths. So please follow along as I read the text today, and then I'm going to get into these three applications. "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write," these are instructions Jesus Christ is giving directly to the apostle John and to the angel to deliver these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God." We worked through all of these issues in part one. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. And again, we work through this. This is not used, cold is not used as it is in the vernacular of our conversation today. Cold in a desert region or in the island of Patmos is profitable on a hot day, and hot is profitable on a cold night. These are both profitable. He's not saying, I want you cold against me, hard-hearted against me. No, he's saying, I want you to be profitable, cold or hot. So then, verse 16, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. This is a church and a church time period that makes God want to puke. And here's why. Because thou sayest, I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Yeah, naked for sure. I counsel thee to buy of me, Jesus is speaking, gold tried in the fire, we talked about this, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed. We talked about that. And that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. They're blind. As many as I love, and he loves this church, no matter how wayward and lukewarm they are, I rebuke and chasten, something they don't like very much. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. That's what they need to do. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. Jesus is on the outside knocking. He wants in. They're having a Jesus party on the inside, but he's not in there. And it's personal. It's not that a church will change. Laodicean churches don't typically change. There are few, very few exceptions since 1900, in the last 125, 130 years. It says, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Individuals, Laodiceans. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. And it is possible to be an overcomer, to be a Philadelphian in a Laodicean age. We talked about that. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. It's to us too. Let's pray. Father, these things are pretty heavy, especially if someone's new or especially if someone's here for the first time. But this message is to be delivered to the First Baptist Church here in Jackson Township. And I haven't been in this pulpit. It's been 5 weeks. And so, Lord, I pray you'd thank you for the time away and missionaries and the ministry that we were to give and that we received. But I'm glad to be back here at this desk here today. It's in the center of the room, lifted up, because your word is sitting here in front of me. It's not me, it's your word, it's your book. So I pray that these truths would be embraced today. My people that hear them, I know some folks, they weren't here in part one, and I just pray they'd grab a hold of whatever your Spirit reveals to them. There's lost people in our midst, without any doubt, there always are. So I pray you'd speak to their heart about their need to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and receive the forgiveness of sins that's through his shed blood, the payment that he made on the cross. I pray that would happen today. I just pray that, that this would be a good conclusion to this series before we move on to chapters 4 and 5. I pray you'd have your way with us today and speak to hearts and minds and change lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want to ask you a question. Are you guys glad I'm back?
Yes.
Well, we'll see. We'll just see about that after we're done today. We'll see. Today's message is going to focus solely on the three basic applications of the Laodicean letter. And there are three basic applications to all Scripture. History, it's historical. It has a historical application. It was written describing a people, a nation, individuals, characters, places, churches, etc., wherever you are in the Bible. It's historical. It's a historical book, first and foremost. And its history has never been proven wrong. Never. That's something. And not only that, it's a doctrinal book. It's a book that has a teaching that starts in Genesis that lasts all the way through Revelation. And it shows us things that are in prophetic pictures all through the Bible. It's quite incredible. Like we're studying today, a doctrinal application, a historical application. But it's also devotional. This old book applies to your life and mine today. Isn't that incredible? It's a living book. It's a powerful book. We are people of the book. That's who we are. We are people of the book. So let's start with point number one, historically. This is the time period of 90 AD to 96. I always say 90 AD, but you know, who knows, somewhere in that zone. And these are things that were happening when they received the letter that I just wrote or read to you. This was a letter, and it was written to this church, and it was delivered to them, and they received it, and this was what was going on at the time when they received it. Laodicea was the jewel of the Roman Empire. Its location was breathtaking, as the city center area sat in a spectacular and vividly beautiful valley. Picture it. It was located within visual sight of the biblical cities of Colossae and Hierapolis on the main commercial road from the Oriental East. And you can read as much in Colossians, the book of Colossians, the epistle to the Colossians, chapter 3. You'll find them there. Great camel caravans came down through the gate of Phrygia and passed through Laodicea. Laodicea was the wealthiest city in the Phrygia region, by far. In 60 AD, as a major commercial banking center, it prospered in the business of minting its own coins, and only the wealthiest economies could mint their own coins for the Roman Empire at this time, during this date, during this time period. It was almost destroyed by an earthquake, but rather than receive building funds from Rome, it refused and reconstructed the entire city at its own expense. That's how wealthy they were. The city was the home of a thriving medical school where many physicians were trained, worked, and lived. Only the richest of people could afford medical care, proper medical care, because Laodicea was wealthy, was rich and increased with goods. It was the hot spot for medical professionals and the development of pharmaceuticals of that day. It was an industrial and commercial trading center that specialized in many exported goods. The production of textiles was its specialty. Check it out. Coal black wool from its renowned black sheep made it famous. Black sheep. Another unique export was poultice. Very important to the Roman Empire. It was a special powder that was produced for mixing an ointment widely used for the treatment and care of the eyes. Laodicea provided high-quality eye salve to the world. It also manufactured special ointment for the ear. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Eye salve. Laodicea had a conglomeration of religions. There was a large Jewish population with a thriving synagogue, yet the city also contained the temples of many ancient pagan deities such as Apollo, Zeus, Hades, Hera, and Athena. Here, many professional Jews and pagan Gentiles were converted to Christianity. Excuse me. Because they were wealthy and influential, employing vast numbers of the populace, they were free to practice their religious beliefs without fear of persecution, because, of course, you know, they fed the tax base very, very healthily. Now, this is very important. And why? Why is it important? Because without persecution, there's no real work happening. You think about that. The desire to remain influential no doubt diluted their faith to make it palatable to the pagan world around them. In later times, the city was referred to by Christians as the city of compromise. This is the story of them. There were no known disciple-making churches in Laodicea. There are no known missionaries trained and sent out. It's commonly understood that the Laodiceans were not evangelistic in gospel preaching and started no other known churches. Now, here's an interesting note. Laodicea lacked a natural water supply. Hot water was piped from hot springs located approximately 6 miles from town. Cold water was brought via pipe and channel from near mountaintops. It's speculated that by the time the water ended up in various outer parts of the city, it would have been tepid, lukewarm. Now, this is very interesting. These are very interesting historical points. And because they're very interesting, they understood when they received this letter, verses 14 through 22. They would have understood that everything that was in that letter would have spoke directly to them when they got it back in 90 AD. The ruins of the city can still be seen today in 2025. I think some of you have even traveled into that area and have seen these things. Now, those are valuable historic points. And if we went on and on with them, it's history. But let me just say, if you don't get the history right, if you don't get the history right, you don't get anything else right. So it's important. So now we shift to point number two, and that's a doctrinal or doctrinally. How does this doctrinally apply? How does what I read this morning doctrinally apply to us? And it's 1900 AD is the time that this deals with through our present time, and it will end with the rapture of church age saints. That's us. The Laodicean church period begins around the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century. It's not exact 1900, it's in that zone. And it will end when the church is raptured, marking the entrance of the world in a time period known as the what? Tribulation. Now, it is the last church period prior to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did I say this describes the last days of church history? Did I just say that? You see, the previous church period, which we studied, was Philadelphia. And I think Corey preached a message on many of the preachers from that time last week. And this was the time of the open door, right? But the Laodicean period marks the time of the closed door. Look in chapter 3, look back in verse 8, or verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, see, it's a city, whereas in verse 14, it's Laodiceans, it's the individual. So this is the letter to the Philadelphian church. Now look in verse 8, I know thy works, behold, I have set before thee, and what? An open door. But then look here in verse 20, behold, I stand at the door, and what? If any man hear my voice and open the door, it's a closed door, and it's closed to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ is represented by his body, the church, no doubt. But he is also referred to as the living Word, capital W, of God, Jesus. And here we have the Word of God, the written Word of God. And it was closed to the living Word of God and to the written Word of God. The beginning of this Laodicean period coincides with the introduction of modern Bible versions translated from very corrupt texts that trace back to Alexandria, Egypt. It's the time when the majority of church leaders give up reliable manuscript texts and the Bible of Philadelphia for the cheap imitation Bibles of Laodicea. And that all happened right when this time period began. The Laodicean church on your study sheet is marred by materialism and intellectualism. I gave you a lot of notes just so you could have them later and you didn't have to spend time, those of you who take notes, missing something else. It's marred by materialism and intellectualism like no other time in human history. Interestingly, with the abundance of money, education, and technological advancements, check it out, most of the world's population still lives in squalor. Huh? Hello? Right and wrong is so convoluted that only those that believe the Bible, or it can't even apply to those who've accepted basic scriptural morals, these are the only folks able to discern the difference of what's going on today. They're blind. And get this, even morally minded lost people can still see the mess we're in. Are you guys with me on that? And listen, use that. Use that to your benefit. When you meet somebody that's unsaved and they're like, yeah, man, this world's a mess, then they're open. There's opportunities to talk to them. So don't miss that. That's like a ding, ding, ding. Talk to them. Start talking to them and see how open they are. This period's marked by an incredible volume of technological advances. And it's very important to note that although technology has benefited mankind, and I mean, just think about it. I mean, we've got artificial hearts, heart and lung transplants. I don't know why I put knee replacements in there, because I need one, that's why. And so does my wife. She can't get away from me anymore. Efficient gasoline engines. Electric cars, man. That still blows my mind. Improved architectural design, better golf clubs. Not those hickory clubs. They're beautiful. We were talking about that today, weren't we, Troy? I think your boy wants to join a league where they only use hickory clubs. What are they going to do when they get to, like, what are they, 250 yards? You could at least go and film that for us, would you? I'm joking, but, you know, better stuff. High-quality plastics, quality power tools, the list goes on and on and on. But with all this, no technology, get this in your head, no technology has caused us to live significantly longer. And you say, well, no, we live longer. Listen, when longevity ages dipped throughout history, it was due to plagues, unsanitary living conditions, perhaps a lack of resources, or just endless wars that go on and on and on, killing off people. But we don't live any longer. I mean, maybe we can eke out a few more years, but we still live about the same amount of time. Laodiceans have three major identifying marks. I put this on your study sheet. Now, there are more, but these three, at least I think, are keys. And all three are connected. Number one, no final authority except their personal opinions of right and wrong. Keith, would you put that up for me? Now, this is found in the book of Judges. And it says, in those days, there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And it's repeated in verse 25 of chapter 21. In those days, there was no, and that is a reference to the last times. It's a direct reference to the tribulation, by the way, those days, a time that hasn't even happened yet. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. This book of Judges parallels this Laodicean church age that we live in. All you got to do is read the book of Judges. There's so many crazy, weird stories going on. I mean, there's stories, the weirdest stories in the Bible are found in the book of Judges. The weirdest time to live is right now. It coincides with this time that we live in. And these are headline verses. There's no king. There's no final authority in people's lives. And they do that which is right in their own eyes. And that's the mess that we're in right now. That's for sure. So number one, no final authority. Number two, an inability to preach, teach, and receive, now get this, negative biblical truths. Negative biblical truths. They can't stomach it. They can't take negativity. We just need positive stuff. Negative biblical truths with no desire to contend for the faith once delivered unto the saints. Galatians, when Paul wrote to the Galatians, he said, he was talking to them about hard things, and he says, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Boy, that's like the time we live in now. You tell people the truth and they're honked off at you. They're ticked. Hold your place here in Revelation. Turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 4, very, very familiar passage. Second Timothy, all the T's are together if you're newer to the Bible. Thessalonians, Timothy, Titus, they're all found together there. Second Timothy 4, verse 1, I charge thee because of the time in which we live, and we're going to come and read a lot of chapter 3 in just a moment. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Notice he doesn't say in season and out of season. He says preach in season, out of season. In other words, when it's out of season to preach the Bible, you preach it like it's in season. That's what he's talking about. With all longsuffering and doctrine. Boy, that's a word shied away in churches today. For the time will come, it will come. Listen, it's here now. When they will not endure sound doctrine. Oh boy, isn't that time here, folks? But after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Oh, they'll have teachers, but not preachers. Oh, they'll listen to things that are true and positive, but not negative, not sound doctrine. Having itching ears, and they'll turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto what? Fables. They're more interested in fiction. They have a deep, because they have such a deep and profound love for themselves, they love fiction and stories and fables that make them feel good. That's the time in which we live. Look over in Jude. If you go back to Revelation, it's the one chapter letter right before it. I preached through Jude before we got to our study in Revelation. If you look at Jude, look in verse 3. Beloved, Jude 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation. And that's not common meaning just base or simple. It is that, but I mean not common as a negative meaning, but common as it's available to everybody. Excuse me. It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend. Scott, you're a martial artist. You're getting older. You still have... I actually saw you a couple years ago. You beat up your brother Brian. Pretty good. You had those big padded sumo. But you were still doing the... And you got him pretty good. But contend. You were contending for the victory there, weren't you? Yeah. That's a fighting word, isn't it? Contend. earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. I've got a quote here in your study sheet. It's really good from Ironside. He said, "The faith means the whole body of revealed truth, and to contend for all of God's truth necessitates some negative teaching." Hello? Yep. And if you remember back, we just said, I just read in 2 Timothy, reprove, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort. It's two-thirds negative preaching. Negative teaching, any error or any truth and error mixture calls for definite exposure and repudiation. To condone such is to be unfaithful to God and His Word and treacherous to imperiled souls for whom Christ died. Listen, Laodiceans can't take negative preaching. And please listen to what I'm about to say and mark this down. I'm speaking something very valuable to you, Christian. This is one of the main reasons Laodiceans hate the King James Bible, because it spells out more vigorously, harshly, using words and phrases that cut much deeper than these children's Bibles, which are modern versions today. And this is new to Laodicea, because prior to this, you know, there weren't modern versions of the Bible. Now, the Bible from proper manuscripts are translated in many languages, Spanish being one of them. But when the Laodicean period began, now you have all of these English, watered-down English versions, and it's the problem that we have today. It's not, there's no final authority, but there's an inability to preach and teach and receive negative biblical truths. And that causes people not to contend. They're not exercised. They can't defend themselves. It's true. You guys know this is true. It's sad. It really is. And number three, delusions and misconceptions about major issues of life and eternity. Keith, Proverbs 14:12, you put it up for me. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Boy, that seems right to the Laodicean. Remember in Revelation chapter 3, they think they're one thing, but they're actually something different. You know, this is the generation that grew up on radio and television and computers and the internet. I mean, we've got mobile phones that are more powerful than the supercomputers of the 1990s. American Laodiceans grew up on cartoons and fantasy films. Coney Island, Disneyland, Disney World type thinking, things of pleasure, with virtual reality being a big deal, which is not reality at all. I remember, I've told this story before. It's been about, as I think about it, probably 25 years ago. I was in the Philippines, and we had a team there in the Philippines. Maybe even some of you in this room were on this trip. But the church where we were working, it was in Manila. It was in the heart of the city. It was on the second floor of a building located in a very densely populated area. And a fire started. And the whole block, the whole city block, which was big, ended up on fire. And the walls in the church building started to, everything's made out of concrete, and everything in between the concrete is made out of wood, and it just, and the walls in the church building were getting very hot. And so we thought, you know, we went outside and looked. And I mean, the whole block is on fire. And it was just going, moving down. And the building right next to the building the church was in was on fire. And so we moved everything out, all the computers, the musical instruments, everything. Moved it out, moved it across the street. And, of course, everybody came out of the building. I believe it was a Wednesday night. And we were all lined up kind of protecting the goods that we put out there. And this fire was horrific. I mean, it was so hot. I mean, standing across the street was even difficult. And I mean, there were people, dozens of people who lost their lives in this fire. I mean, it was a terrible, horrific tragedy. And I'm watching it with my own eyes. Now, please don't misunderstand with what I'm going to say. It's not that I'm apathetic to the problems that were happening and the devastation. But I was standing there like, I wasn't like freaking out. I mean, this was horrible. And I wasn't freaked because I'd seen this happen over and over and over again since I was a little boy. Or did I? No. I watched it on stinking television. I seen it in the movies. And I was so inundated with seeing tragedy like that. I wasn't uncaring, don't get me wrong. But I'd been so inundated with watching fires and movies about firemen and all this that I wasn't that moved by it. Because I'd experienced it before, and in reality, I had never experienced this at all. That's Laodicea, man. It's a great example of Laodicea. We're fooled because of all the junk going on around us. We think we know something, and we don't know anything. You know, I was at about 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago tomorrow, Linda and I were at the... We were at the Eiffel Tower. We were in Paris. And I'd seen the Eiffel Tower on TV I don't know how many times. I mean, you guys all seen pictures of the Eiffel Tower, right? Oui, oui, France, Francais, la Francais. Huh? No, I mean, really, you've seen it. Have you guys seen the Eiffel Tower? Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And I got there, and I'm like, what? I couldn't believe it. I knew it was big. But when I was there, the base of the Eiffel Tower is enormous. It freaked me completely out. I'm like, what? I couldn't believe it. I mean, Linda, was that was probably one of the freakiest things. It was 101 degrees that day, so I was already not in my right mind. They had closed it. We weren't able to go up in it because... they can't run elevators and move people up and down on a big, giant piece of iron. But I was blown away at how, at its enormity of its base. I mean, you could have put football fields underneath it. And it was because it was an illusion. What I was watching wasn't, it was just a picture of the Eiffel Tower, but actually being there and seeing it was a whole different thing. It's kind of Laodicea. We're full of illusions. This is the time of great apostasy in so-called Christianity when churches have abandoned sound doctrine and sound conservative values, and they believe, listen, important, they believe that unity and pleasing the crowd is more important than telling the truth. That's the time we live in, a time when ecumenicalism, that's where everybody should just come together no matter who you are, no matter what. If you're a Christian, come on in, we'll all join hands. It's a time when ecumenicalism and the value of unity rivals the time of the Tower of Babel. And we too are obsessed with getting to the heavens by the works of our own hands without God, aren't we? From the X-Man, Elon Musk, brilliant guy, obsessed with getting us out farther and farther. That's what their obsession was at the Tower of Babel, without God. The characteristics of Laodiceans are found, go back to second, or are you still there? Second Timothy chapter 3. Verse 1, now watch, this know also, based on all the other stuff he said in chapters 1 and 2, that in the last days, perilous times shall come, not in the times he's talking about, The last days. We're in the last days. The Laodicean church age. This is directly describing us. These characteristics have been true throughout human history, but not like today. For men shall be, they weren't when he wrote this, but they are now, lovers of their own selves. That's what Laodicea is all about, isn't it? Me, myself, I. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. These are a whole series of messages. Without natural affection. Boy, that's the time we live in. With homosexuality and I mean, just all kinds of people killing their kids. I mean, it's just rampant. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, what?
Turn away.
For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts. They creep in through the internet and chat rooms and Instagrams and WhatsApp. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Ever learning. They want information, but not the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, and this is the first time in Scripture that we have their names revealed. We didn't know who these are the magi or the prophets of Pharaoh who imitated when Moses would and Aaron would do something, they would mimic those miracles only to a certain point. That's another story. As Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs, as Jannes and Jambres, theirs also was. They are acting like they can do the same things that God does. They're mimicking the things that Jesus does, that God does, but only to a certain point. But they're really just false prophets. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, first thing he says, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions which came upon me at Antioch and Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Thank God he endured these persecutions. Amen? Because we're here today. Verse 12, yea, and some that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Is that what the Bible says? No. It says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Yeah. So you're either not, if you're not suffering persecution of some form, you're either not living godly for Christ Jesus, or you're not in the world. You created a little bubble. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. That's Laodicea. These last days referred here didn't begin at the resurrection of Christ and during the time of the apostles. They began around 1900 AD. And they'll last up until the rapture of church age saints. Listen, this is a crazy time. With all these listed evils having been present throughout church history, there's no other times when these traits are more prevalent and customary like they are today. They're just not. These things have been true all throughout history, but not like today. It was not that long ago in my lifetime. Crazy, growing up with hippies and love and the power of love and flower power and all the weird Volkswagen buses painted with flowers and I mean, just crazy stuff. It wasn't that long ago. But these things were still not the norm in our population. Today, they're the prevailing attitudes of America and the world. And I'll tell you, being in Europe, man, it's worse over there than it is here. It's terrible. And another sad fact is found in verse 5. Look at it again. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof from such what? Turn away. It doesn't mean that we stop befriending them. It doesn't mean we stop evangelizing them. But to stay away or keep our distance so as not to adopt, look, having a form of godliness but denying the power of, so we don't adopt that way. So we don't start diluting everything. We got to be very careful. Although this list includes lost people, it most definitely concerns Christians. Hello? Are you guys hanging in there today? You guys still glad I'm back? Oh, all right. Well, we're not finished yet. And you see, Laodiceans are full of pride. Where are you in this list? They're totally deceived about their sins and unfaithfulness. They think they can love God and money at the same time. They think that they're worshiping God while in the process of robbing Him of tithes and offerings. They think they walk with God and yet are not willing to do the work of the Lord. They're not burdened for the lost state of family, friends, co-workers, or neighbors. Probably never shed a tear for the lost in their sphere of influence. They're convinced that they're living a godly life even though there is no persecution. It's one of the things we got to work new believers through. Listen, persecution is coming if you're going to live godly in Christ Jesus. And that's what people are afraid of, so they don't live godly in Christ Jesus. They have no real need to trust God because they themselves have provided everything. They're confident and satisfied with their spirituality. They think their lukewarm state is acceptable to God, and they don't call it lukewarm. They say balanced, even-keeled, one foot in the world and one foot in religion or God or whatever. They don't have genuine faith in God. This is huge and important. They have faith in faith. Their faith is in what they think is right and the words they speak and the way they choose to behave in life by faith. Not in obedience to the Word of God, which is really the kind of faith God is looking for. Faith that believes Him. And God in disgust spits them out of His mouth. And although He still loves them, here's their state. They're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. We were in Munich, and there was a gay rights parade, and we couldn't see it, but we were stuck in like 98-degree weather. It was a heat wave in Europe. And we were stuck in the car, and we were comfortable, and it was a van. We were comfortable with the air conditioning in, but it was taking forever to get to the hotel because from the airport because of this gay pride parade. And the next day, our guide, when we went into Bavaria, our guide told us that there were gay men in the parade walking around with no pants on. I'm glad I didn't see that. It's a crazy time. You know, I remember meeting Paco. And him telling me his testimony about he was gay. I can't believe, what a transformation of his life. He loves the Word of God. And he was being discipled the last time I talked to him. And now he's a discipler. Man, good job. God changes lives. That's the business he's in, isn't he? Man, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, modern history reveals that Laodiceans have given the world much misery. Now, this includes the world, but primarily focuses on the U.S. alone with what I'm about to read to you. Now, no doubt I'm going to read some things on this list that you think should be on the list. Well, I can't help it. I just made up the list. And there are literally thousands of things that we could add. And most of this is from the USA in 1900 to present time. There's some exceptions. But just think of it included every country in the world and every local area in the world. Think of how big this list would be. Are you guys ready? And then we'll move toward a finish. But I hope you're ready. 1900 to the present time. Ready? The Great Depression, social welfare system, the World Bank, Bonnie and Clyde, socialism, communism, Nazism, fascism, racism, paper money with no metal backing it, Rosie the Riveter, women no longer primary keepers of the home, SS, KGB, Ustasi, the Securitate, UN Security Council, fallout shelters, portable bomb shelters, serial killers, Charles Manson, to name a few, Ted Bundy, Son of Sam, John Wayne Gacy, Lorenzo Gilliard, Jeffrey Dahmer, bind, torture, kill, Dennis Rader, that's psycho Sunday school teacher, the Zodiac Killer, Howard Shipman, Gary Ridgway, that rat, and Samuel Little, the most prolific serial killer of all time, probably, the Frankfurt Slasher, the Mad Butcher of Kingsbury Run, just a fraction of the psychopaths, baby killers, mafia, Camorra, gangsters, Yakuza, the triads, organized crime, Al-Qaeda, Taliban, taverns and bars serving liquor in every street corner in every city in America, illegal drug trafficking, prescription antidepressants, women's lib movement, Ku Klux Klan, civil rights movement, dependence on foreign oil, dependence on foreign trade, Amnesty International, Greenpeace International, gay replaces homosexual or queer, alcoholic replaces drunk or loser. A pyromaniac is a palatable word for a deeply disturbed, murderous criminal. Dominant political parties in America, Enola Gay and the Little Boy, Boxcar and the Fat Man, Nazism, mention it twice, the Holocaust, Pearl Harbor, D-Day, Normandy Beach, Dresden, Germany, hippies, free love, dime bags, eight balls, crack, methamphetamines, fentanyl, United Nations, divorce rate almost 60%, pornography at your fingertips, mustard gas, sarin gas, chlorine gas, nerve agents, blister agents, choking agents, neo-paganism, neo-evangelicalism, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, BBC, Sky News, NBC, ABC, CBS, Al Jazeera, 24-hour news programmings with no news. No new news. It's all the same thing. Secular humanism, evolutionary science, ape man, cavemen, planet of the apes, ban of prayer in schools, 8 million children worldwide missing every year. My daughter-in-law was in Walmart, and she was wise enough to pick up on a scam. They were trying to distract her, foreigners, illegals, trying to distract her while they were going to steal my grandchildren. And they do this. This area we live in is the worst in the state of Ohio. And they do it right by places by the highway. Just think if they would have got my little Emmett and took him and got, once they get on the highway, they're gone. Those lousy rats, pedophiles, pedophilia, kind words describing demented, perverted criminals that should be publicly executed. It's estimated that 100,000, as many as 325,000 women are abducted for sex trafficking in the U.S. alone. Science fiction movies and novels, UFOs, UAPs, state lottery, casinos, Las Vegas, legal online gambling, PeaceNet, Internet, NAMBLE, the National Association of Man-Boy Love, HIV, AIDS, drag queens, transgender, agender, gender fluid, demigender, pangender, cancer, heart disease, dementia, Alzheimer's, and other terminal illnesses are rampant. Still no cure for the common cold. Browning automatic rifle, Springfield 0330-06, 1911 government model 45 automatic pistol, Browning high power, Thompson automatic submachine gun, M1 Garand, M1 carbine, Markov auto pistol, AK-47, SKS, Luger P08, Walther P38, Walther PPK, Walther PPKS, Beretta 92, Armalite AR-10, Colt AR-15, M16, M16A1, A2, A3, M4, M203, M249, RPG, M60, Smith & Wesson models 10, 36, 19, 27, 28, 29, 66, 629, 586, 686, 4506, 439, on and on and on. Ruger Mini 14, Puff the Magic Dragon, a 30 caliber electric powered minigun, hydrogen bomb, atomic bombs and weapons, ICBM, ASM, SAM, Tomahawks, cruise missiles, B-17, B-29, B-52, B-1, B-2, MiG, Mirage, Tornado, Huey, Warthog, Wasp, Attack Helicopter, 1, 6, 64, F-14, 15, 16, 18, 21, 22, 35, UH-1, 3, 6, nuclear weapons, nuclear warheads, WMD, O.J. Simpson, Scott Peterson, Brian Koberger, Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, Madonna, Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, Rihanna, Beyonce, Katy Perry, Ozzy Osbourne, Jeffrey Epstein, Michael Jackson, P. Diddy, Kurt Cobain, Black Sabbath, Slayer, Behemoth, Ghost. Crimes against humanity, over 900 English Bible translations, not all complete Bible, 900. Liberalism, communism, socialism, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashid Tlaib, Jasmine Crockett, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and Donald Trump, all elected as president. Public use of vulgar language, sexually explicit talk, okay. The wealthy are no longer measured by millions but billions. Muslim extremists, PLO, Yasser Arafat, international Islamic terrorism, Hamas, Hezbollah, Iranian mullahs. Most popular boy's name in the United Kingdom in 2025 is Mohammed. There's more men in the world named Mohammed than there are U.S. citizens, and Muslims will completely take over European populations in every country by 2050. Suicide bombers, kamikazes, 1.4 billion Roman Catholics, nearly 2 billion Muslims, 1.2 billion Hindus in 2025, nearly 3 billion people who have never heard the two words Jesus Christ. ACLU, NACCC, Vineyard Community Churches, Joel Osteen, Rick Warren, Creflo Dollar, Bill Hybels in the Willow Creek Community Churches, Spanish-American War, U.S.-Philippine War, Boxer Rebellion, U.S. occupation of Veracruz, Mexican War, World War I, World War II, Korean War, Cold War, Vietnam War, U.S. intervention in Lebanon, Dominican intervention, Iranian hostage crisis, U.S.-Libya conflict, U.S. invasion of Grenada, the tanker war, the U.S. invasion of Panama, no-fly zone war, U.S. intervention in Somalia, Operation Deliberate Force, NATO U.S. intervention in Bosnia, U.S. occupation of Haiti, Operation Desert Fox, Operation Desert Storm, Philippine insurgent neutralization, Afghanistan war, Operation Iraqi Freedom, Syrian civil war, Russian-Ukraine war, Second Congo war, Israeli conflicts with Palestinians, Yemenite Houthis, Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah, global war on terrorism, Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, Cocaine Anonymous, innumerable lists of self-help groups talking about a higher power, computers, desktop, laptop, iPhone, Android, email, MySpace, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, Signal, TikTok, podcasts, live streams, promise keepers, students killing other students and teachers, employees going postal, sex therapists, therapists following Freudian concepts, blaming everyone other than themselves for trouble, pet cemeteries and a plethora of pet-obsessed, pet-pampering franchise stores, animal rights activists, tsunamis, earthquakes, floods, wildfires, hurricanes, typhoons, and tornadoes rampant, blue ribbons and trophies for everyone, win or lose. Beer and alcoholic beverages are cheaper in 2025 than in 1980 based on inflation index. Fact. Teenage suicide rampant. Unwed teenage pregnancies rampant. Corrupt manners, no manners or etiquette or chivalry. Young men beating up the elderly for pocket change, electric chairs, gas chambers, lethal injections, firing squads and guillotines are on the rise, coming back. Slang English not comprehensible. Latter rain and laughing in the spirit. Modern-day sorcerers and sorceries such as Napoleon Hill writing Think and Grow Rich, Norman Vincent Peale, Positive Imaging, Robert Schuller, Self-Esteem, Og Mandino, The Greatest Secret in the World, Paul Yanjai Cho, The Fourth Dimension, Tony Robbins, Shirley MacLaine, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Wayne Dyer, Dennis Waitley, Oprah Winfrey, The View. Hang on. We're barely scratching the surface. Church of Latter-day Saints, Jehovah's Witnesses, Christian Science, Seventh-day Adventists, Church of Christ, New Age Movement, Word of Faith Movement, Full Gospel Businessmen Meetings, Christadelphians, Herbert W. Armstrong and the Worldwide Church of God, the Identity Movement, Rosicrucians, the Universal Peace and Mission Movement of Father Divine, Branch Davidians, Reverend Jim Jones, Reverend Sung Young Moon, the Restored Church of God, the American Family Foundation, Orthodox Christian Information Center, Abundant Life Church, Aryan Brothers, Aryan Brotherhoods, Aryan Nations, Baha'i, Beast of Satan, Anton LaVey and the Church of Satan, Benny Hinn, Cathedral of the Holy Spirit, Children of God, Church Universal and Triumphant, Community of Jesus, Deepak Chopra, Direct Centering, Da Free John, Disciples of Christ, Earth Liberation Front, Eternal Flame, Findhorn, Garbage Eaters, Holy Road Rollers, Bill Gothard, Watchtower Bible and Tract Society, Lifespring, Mangiki, Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam, the Order of St. Charbel, People's Church, Iglesia Ni Cristo, Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard, Swami Rama, Robert Tilton, Pastor Russell, Judge Rutherford, Transcendental Meditation, Unification Church. It was for effect. 1900 to today. This junk is pressing upon you and your mind every single day. That's why it seems so hard. The thing Laodicea does to us is it makes us feel miserable and defeated. Listen, nothing in this world satisfies. We live in a septic tank. But it has the illusion that it's okay. Church, we can't concede. We can't get weary of well-doing. We can't give up. It's dark, but we got to keep working. We got to keep our hands in the plow and not look back, because if we do, this is what we see. We got to remember that throughout all the darkness of the Laodicean church period, devotionally, today, through it all, God still had faithful Bible preachers, teachers, and missionaries who've not sold out to this present age or traded in their sharp two-edged sword, the key of David. And although it's a time of apostasy, God is still at work saving people and raising up godly people in churches. He still is. Listen. This is an opportune time in human history. It's called the most perilous time in human history. More than the Dark Ages and all the murder. More. It's the most perilous time in human history. And just think. We get to be part of it. Huh? What a privilege. What are you doing? What is your life like? What are you messing around with? What are you caught up in? Hey, God wants us to have a good life, a peaceable life. I went on vacation after a mission trip. I needed to. You need to. We need to do some things that are pleasurable. But what are you doing? Wake up! What is your life centered on? Come on, folks. Get with it. I'm talking to me. I've been getting my rear end kicked all along. Making up a list like that? No wonder God wants to spew us out of his mouth. Hello? What an opportunity. We get to be here. God's given me and you the chance to be night fighters in the most perilous age of all time. We're allowed of God to preach the gospel. The Bible says, you know what it is? Keith is just, his brain is just trying to ponder everything you just heard. Huh, Brother Keith? But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, because it ain't going to please men in this age, but God which trieth our hearts. There'll be people that'll hear and listen and get saved. Can we be a Philadelphian church living in a Laodicean time? God tells the Laodiceans, buy of me gold tested in the fire. Buy white raiment. Buy eye salve. Buy. What do they have to buy it with? Pride. They got to give it up. They got to buy it with, by exchanging their pride for these things. Receive rebuke and chastening from God when it comes. Be zealous and repent at the first realization of our Laodicean tendencies. I got them all the time. I got Laodicean tendencies, and I'm like, what am I doing? I got to shake it off. We don't have to adopt the ways of our time. Can you be a Philadelphian in a Laodicean age? Can you be? Well, that is up to you. Would you bow your heads, please?